You're listening to Dimitri live and dangerously local on the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Got some breaking news here. I was checking the Facebook live stream on River Talk Facebook page. Talk about these Russian double homicide and the killing of the pets and this, that, and the other. And there's a comment by Lisa, Russian blog. Oh, lovely, lovely, lovely person. Absolutely lovely person. It's all so horrible. God. And she says that the two dogs and cat died of smoke inhalation. I did not know that. The reports that I had read, this is a while ago, that the animals, the animal had died, one pet. But if she's saying that it is several and they died of smoke inhalation, I don't recall reading that anywhere, but I obviously defer to Lisa regarding this. Lisa, I know you're watching and listening, and I appreciate it. You want to call in? I would love to talk with you about whatever you can say regarding this and your parents and everything else. The phone number for Lisa is 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Lovely human being. Terrible thing here. And I must tell you, when the when Flanagan confirmed that it was not a drug deal, the only thing that I could think of, and still the only thing I can think of, is some insane sexual thing. I don't know what, I don't know who, I don't have any smoking gun evidence, but the level of passion regarding this thing was just off the chart. So, Lisa, if you can call in, I would love to talk with you, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Clear up anything that you want to clear up. Say anything that you want to say about your folks, about the whole situation. By all means, please do so. 740-325-1490. Lisa Strushen, a blog, please call in if you want, and if you don't, I mean, that's, you know, I get that, of course. But it'd be great if you did. So that's my theory. At first, I thought it was a drug deal, and we broke the news. Kevin Flanagan confirmed that it was not a drug deal. What else would cause this level of passion? Burning down the house? I don't understand this. I was not aware of the necropsy for the animals because that's what they do, like an autopsy, except it's a necropsy. Oh, hold on a second. Someone's calling in. Dimitri, live and dangerously local. Hello.
Big Willie, Saturday night tailgate, 7 to 10 every Saturday.
I was hoping for Lisa. That was certainly not Lisa. Oh, well. Again, a reminder that if you're going to call in, could you please not be too drunk? I don't think I'm asking for a lot here. I really don't think I am. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. If Lisa would like to call in or come in or whatever, I mean, of course, we'd love to have her. And a lovely human being. Experience stuff that I can't begin to comprehend, but it's entirely up to her. But she is correcting me on the Facebook live stream, saying that the animals died of smoke inhalation. They were not killed by the perpetrator. Okay, I stand corrected. I did not know that. I did not read that. It may have been in different news reports that I can't say, but the reports I read was that the perpetrator also killed the dog. That's what I'd read. All right. Glad for the update. And again, always welcome Lisa with open arms here in studio or on the phone. 740-325-1490. All right. Next. The reason that I've been banned on Facebook, the only thing that I can do is use the River Talk Facebook page for the Facebook live stream. But the reason I've been banned on Facebook is because I shared information from the Department of Justice about the Epstein files. And Facebook, which in my opinion is nothing more than a government psyops that the government controls Mark Zuckerberg, as he admitted under oath when they put pressure on him to shadow ban or deplatform people who questioned the official COVID vaccine narrative, he caved in. And I'm sure he's caving in here. So I posted lots of information regarding the Epstein files from the Department of Justice, and that was the excuse that Facebook needed to suppress the information, saying, oh, well, Dimitri, you posted stuff that can community inappropriate, and so you're going to be banned for 6 months, probably for life, and there's no way that you can challenge this or whatever. Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook is the worst. That said, I still am not going to stop talking about the Epstein files and about the fact that no one's charged and the fact that, and MAGA Nation, I hate to break the news to you, the big problem here, without a doubt, is President Trump. President Trump, I know you love him, but it's President Trump that is prohibiting the prosecution of even one of the billionaire rapists on Epstein Island. Now, he's got a new attorney general. And again, it doesn't matter whether it's Pam Bondi or this guy, Todd Blanche, or whatever the hell his name is. It's all the same. Because the problem isn't the attorney general. The problem is that is the person who the attorney general answers to. It is President Trump who is protecting these monsters who rape little children, who traffic little children, who do unspeakable things to them. It's just, it's incomprehensible. Human beings, you can't even comprehend the level of evil here. One of the reasons why I've lost all faith in Israel, why I've lost all faith in any of the billionaire boosters of Israel, it's all, we've all been played. And I used to be one of Israel's strongest supporters. I really, really was. Not anymore. These the what's going on in Israel right now, killing so many innocent people, not just Muslims in Gaza, but also Christians and Muslims in Syria and the West Bank and what's left of Gaza. This is an abomination on a level that I can't even wrap my mind around. But our media here in the United States, you're not going to hear any of that. But if you go on X Twitter, and if you listen to locally owned talk radio, you will find out this Israel, they're not our ally. People running Israel today are horrible, wretched human beings who are essentially engaging in low-level genocide and ethnic cleansing. They are that bad. And I used to be a big supporter of Israel. Not anymore. That ship has sailed. So, the new attorney general, who again is just an extension of the president, was asked about, well, are you going to do anything about prosecuting these criminals, these billionaire rapists of little children? I've got the audio right here. I hope everything's set up right. God, I hope everything's set up right. All right, here we go.
Thank you. You said this is the end of the Epstein, of your review of the Epstein files. So just to clarify, is the public going to learn the identities of the men who abused the girls with the information that you're releasing? And if not, why not? And then I have a quick follow-up.
I mean, you just baked in an assumption into your question that I have never said and I don't know to be true. Is the public going to learn about men that abused these girls? Like, what does that mean? I mean, I don't understand what that means.
Well, I mean, they're the men who abused the young women through Epstein's,
We said in July, and it remains as true today as it was in July, if we had information, we meaning the Department of Justice, about men who abused women, we would prosecute them, right? We talked about the work that we're doing. That's why I said that. I said this earlier. There's this built-in assumption that somehow there's this hidden tranche of information of men that we know about that we're covering up or that we're choosing not to prosecute. That is not the case. I don't know whether there are men out there that abuse these women.
That's your president speaking through his attorney general. MAGA Nation. That was President Trump speaking through his latest attorney general.
Well, I don't know.
And he says women, not children. They're withholding God knows how many terabytes of information. They've released some, and some of the ones that have been released are horrific. Emails back and forth, hundreds of girls, now women, the ones who survived, the ones who weren't killed, testifying. And his response, in fact, let me play that for you again, just to give you a level, to understand the level of evil here. And I must tell you, when you're listening to this guy, you are really listening to the President of the United States. Trump 47 is not Trump 45. Listen to what this guy says. This is your new Attorney General for the United States. When they ask about little girls, he calls them women. When he said, well, we don't have any evidence. Understand that what you're hearing here, what you're really hearing, is President Trump speaking. And this is just beyond heartbreaking.
Thank you. You said this is the end of the Epstein, of your review of the Epstein files. So just to clarify, is the public going to learn the identities of the men who abused the girls with the information that you're releasing? And if not...
Okay, the men who abused the girls, of course, little children.
Why not? And then I have a quick follow-up.
I mean, you just baked in an assumption into your question that I have never said and I don't know to be true. Is the public going to learn about men that abuse these girls? Like, what does that mean? I mean, I don't understand what that means.
How the hell do you not understand what that means? How the hell do you not understand that? When you see all of the information regarding the Epstein files that have been released, and that's only a fraction. What do you mean? What does that mean?
I mean, they're the men who abused the young women through Epstein's.
We said in July, and it remains as true today as it was in July, if we had information, we meaning the Department of Justice, about men who abused women, we would prosecute them, right?
Well, that's kind of interesting because you prosecuted and convicted Epstein's girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell, for providing little girls to be raped. Who was she providing the girls for? You prosecuted her. You convicted her. By the way, she is now in a country club prison. Low security. They're treating her like a queen. Getting all sorts of special favors, all sorts of special treatment. It's all over her ex-Twitter. It's all over ex-Twitter. And this guy's going, well, what evidence?
We don't know anything.
Talked about the work that we're doing. That's why I said that. I said this earlier. There's this built-in assumption that somehow there's this hidden tranche of information of men that we know about that we're covering up or that we're choosing not to prosecute. That is not the case. I don't know.
Yeah, that's exactly the case. That's exactly the case. We already know the names of at least some of them. You're not prosecuting even one? Then why did you prosecute Jeffrey Epstein's girlfriend? She was providing little girls to be raped by no one? Again, and you know, look, I get that this is the heart of MAGA Nation. This pains me no end. I can't believe that President Trump is now the lead person in the cover-up of these billionaire monsters, many of whom connected to supporting Israel, many of them. And, of course, Jeffrey Epstein mentioned a number of different times that he was working for the Rothschilds and that one of the former prime ministers of Israel, Ehud Barak or whatever, was actually there at the island many times. President Trump is the guy preventing all this stuff. This is his latest mouthpiece. But this is President Trump talking. This is MAGA Nation. I get all of our counties, all 55 in West Virginia, and most of them on the eastern side of Ohio and the western part of Maryland and southwestern Pennsylvania, all red, thinking that Trump 47 was going to be Trump 45 and that he was going to release all this information. And Dan Bongino and Kash Patel and all of these people saying, we're going to finally get to the bottom of this. And now he is the lead stonewaller. This is his guy speaking on behalf of the president.
Whether there are men out there that abuse these women.
Thank you.
It's unbelievable. Whether the men, what, really? Really? You're not sure? How stupid do you think we are? Don't answer that. It's absolutely unbelievable. You cannot convince me that we that Trump didn't go to war with Iran because Bibi Netanyahu told him to, as a way to distract us from the Epstein files. And I had predicted that if that didn't work, the next thing our government would do is go after Cuba and invade Cuba and do whatever. Now they're starting their prosecution of the former leader of Cuba, Fidel Castro's brother. So that's next on the agenda. Anything so you don't pay attention to the Epstein files and the fact that our government is covering up for these billionaire rapists, these billionaire boosters of Israel, and so many other important people throughout the world. This ain't going away. I cannot believe how Trump 47 is so different from Trump 45. I can't believe it. But for him to be saying through his attorney general, oh, we don't have any evidence. We don't know what's going on. What? These are allegations. How stupid do you think we are? Yeah, we voted for you, but we're, don't treat us like we're idiots.